This question says, how can I legally wholesale real estate?
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
This question says, how can I legally wholesale real estate? All right, so this question has a couple of things there with the person asking this question. This is an assumption there that wholesale real estate is illegal, okay? And basically, this person is looking for shortcuts, okay? I'm trying to read the mind of the person that's asking this question. This person is essentially thinking, you know what? I'm not sure. Maybe they're not too sure, right? That real estate wholesale could be legal, right? But before we talk about real estate wholesale, what is wholesale itself? Wholesale is a type of trade, right? When goods and services exchange hands, you basically have a trade, right? In exchange for money, right? So in this case, it just happened to be real estate. So how could it possibly be illegal? Okay. Now that's one thing, but it's also regulation. So anytime a business is very lucrative, you know, I mean, buying a whole house, if you're following my lead, you know that we don't deal with houses anything less than $100,000. We don't market to them. We can deal, but we don't spend our money marketing to houses that are worth less than $100,000, or neighborhoods that have houses worth less than $100,000. We don't spend our money there. Why? Because you want to spend your money where you're going to get the biggest return on investment, right? So if you already know that, then you know it's a very lucrative business, right? So because of that, there are regulations. There are regulations bodies. There are regulation agencies from the government that protects the consumers. Okay, so they have some guidelines in place, of course, and it varies from state to state. There are quite a few states that frowns at the tie to wholesaler, not necessarily wholesaling, because wholesaling, you can't remove that from the marketplace. Listen, I have the right to purchase a property or lock up a property under contract at the price less than what the property is worth. There's nothing illegal about that. What becomes illegal is when you do that and it's getting scaled out, and there's a lot of people becoming messy with the business, or a lot of people that haven't educated themselves about the professionalism of the business, and they're all over the place locking properties under contract with no real intention to actually close or line up the right education, the right tools, and the right network to actually close these deals. Then you have a situation where the government have to step in and basically say, you know, we need to regulate, okay? So regulating it, so you have a place like Illinois where they say, if you're wholesaling more than one house in any given year, the last time I checked, if you're wholesaling a house more than one house in any given year, then you need to be licensed as an agent. They didn't say it's illegal. They're just saying we need to make sure you're licensed, okay? So how do you get around that? You have somebody in your team that's licensed, that's all, okay? Or you could go ahead and get licensed. There is no laws or rules against, as a licensed person, being able to flip houses. You can still flip houses even if you're licensed. The only thing in many states is that they want you to disclose that you are licensed. Just, hey, I'm licensed, just so you know, just letting people know, okay? So the idea that wholesale will ever be illegal, get that out of your mind. Wholesale is never illegal. Just like wholesaling tomatoes will never be illegal. You can't judge me for going straight to the farm and getting the tomatoes at one-tenth the price that they sell it for in a farmer's market on the regular streets, right? You can't judge anyone for that, right? But if there's too much of it going on, there's something called market control sometimes, and just to make sure that the consumers are protected. But for the most part, you probably have like Ohio, maybe Illinois, and Oklahoma. Those three states frown at wholesaling because there are too many people bastardizing the process. But if you follow my lead, if you're going through the 11 days challenge, there's nothing for you to worry about, because really, you're not really a wholesaler. That just happened to be one strategy that you can make money from. And I teach you the right way to do it in a way that you don't have to worry about being doing things legally. Does that make sense? So with that being said, I'm going to tell you right now, How can you wholesale? How can you legally wholesale real estate? First of all, educate yourself. Okay, educate yourself. This is a marketing business. It's not really anything else. You're either marketing or you're investing. It's one of those tools. Wholesaling is an exit strategy. Just get that through your psyche so you can understand that there's no such thing as illegality. If you're doing things the right way, if you don't cheat, you don't steal, you don't lie, you don't take advantage of the vulnerable, right? Make sure that you're serving people. That's the way to wholesale legally. That's how to wholesale real estate and houses legally. Does that make sense? All right. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.